Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to WFHB for another great Firehouse session. This is Abby, and I'm happy to be here with Tommy Alexander, who will be playing tonight at the Blockhouse as part of the first annual Cosmic Songwriter Festival here in Bloomington. Thank you so much for joining us, Tommy.
That's my pleasure.
We will have the chance to talk more with Tommy about his newest album, Feelings, but first, would you be able to start us out with a song?
Yeah, I will. The song's called Whatever You Say. I usually like to play it first because I remember the lyrics most of the time. You're on the left and I'm on the right. I'm on a wire up all night. Chickens in the dirt, we're all scratching for food. There's one for me and there's one for you. Now she stands so proud and tall, telling the world all the stories she stole. About to see this world's about to change. It's one more stranger bound for shame. It's one lost stranger gonna fall. They'll get the girl, they'll get it all. Put her in a cage and watch her spin. Life in a cage and she can't win. Whatever you say now, whatever you like, I'm all wrong and you're all right. Whatever you say, whatever you like, I'm all wrong, you're all right. Slowfoot Jack from Ohio, he ain't got nowhere to go. About to see this world's about to change. It's one more stranger bound for shame. It's one lost stranger gonna fall. They'll get the man, they'll get it all. Put him in a cage and watch him spin. Life in a cage, Jack won't win. Whatever you say, whatever you like, I'm all wrong, you're all right. Whatever you say, whatever you like, I'm all wrong, you're all right. You're on the left, I'm on the right, I'm on a wire, I've been up all night. Chickens in the dirt, we're all scratching for food. There's one for me and there's one for you.
You've been listening to Tommy Alexander, who will be playing a sold-out show tonight at the Blockhouse as part of the first annual Cosmic Songwriters Festival. So you released your album, Feelings, in October of 2022, and I love it, first of all.
Thank you.
It's definitely an emotional record with some heartbreak, but also I hear a lot of acceptance on the album, which is nice. Can you tell us a little bit about, I guess, your feelings when you were writing the album?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the record kind of came together leading up to the sessions. I just had about half of an album that I wanted to record, and was just super excited to work at the Bomb Shelter with Andrea, and just kind of felt comfortable with the idea of things just kind of coming together in the studio, you know. And so a handful of the songs were brand new, so I kind of got to reflect on them like after the fact.
Wow, you know, that's very
cool. Which was fun.
Is that the first time you've recorded an album like that, where it came together on the spot, sort of?
Yeah, it's the first time where I didn't like have all the songs ready to go. And it was just kind of like an experiment, you know, knowing that I was going to be playing with this band that he put together of just a bunch of really exceptional musicians in Nashville, and just felt very like safe and at home with all these people. So it was
great.
It was super cool.
So I read that you're originally from the Pacific Northwest and moved to Nashville just a few years ago. How has that been? How's that transition been?
It's been good. I mean, originally I'm from Southern California, like a long time ago, but I did live in Portland, Oregon for about 7 years. And before that I was in Burlington, Vermont for almost the same amount of time. So I've just been kind of bopping around. But my wife and I were just really ready for a change. And, you know, moving to Nashville got us a lot closer to where she's from in South Florida. And it just felt like a natural, progression of moves.
And speaking of like transitions, I saw that you, and your wife are about to become parents. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's very exciting. Well, we would love if you could play us another song.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to play a song called Pulling the Rope. And I put this out a few years ago, and I've just been kind of feeling like playing it recently. So. You could climb upon a mountain, you could stumble down a hill, but under fire and under our fear, life becomes more still. I place my faith now in the children, I draw a line clean in the sand, I give my heart to the woman I love, I'll be as honest as I can. Cause it seems like you don't get it twice. One thing's clear, we're gonna make it, my dear. And I know hope, it's all about pulling the rope. One thing's clear, we're gonna make it, my dear. Stand above the river, as I fall into the glow, I could walk upon the ground you lay and reap the seeds you sow. My love finds time to wonder, my love finds time to see. My love belongs to the sun and the moon, she don't belong to me. As it seems like you don't get it twice. One thing's clear, we're gonna make it, my dear. And I know hope, it's all about pulling the rope. One thing's clear, we're gonna make it, my dear. As it seems like you don't get it twice. One thing's clear, we're gonna make it, my dear. And I know hope, it's all about pulling the rope. One thing's clear, we're gonna make it, my dear.
Been listening to Tommy Alexander here on WFHB. So Feelings is your fourth album, is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I loved it on my first listen, and I think that's because you have a very unique sound, but there's also something familiar and comfortable about it. And I feel like the first time I listened to Feelings, I felt like a Bright Eyes Connor Oberst vibe. And then I've read the Johnny Cash comparisons. And then, I mean, honestly, I feel like I hear even like a little Modest Mouse influence or Bruce Springsteen influence. So it has me really curious about what you listen to or what has influenced you.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, all that stuff has just seeped in, like that you just said. I mean, the Springsteen influence must be there because I just love Bruce Springsteen and I love Johnny Cash, you know. And
yeah.
I think similarly to some of those artists in those veins, you kind of just like end up singing and playing the way that it comes out, you know. And there's music that feels very, like there's indie music that I'm like, oh, I want to make music like that. But unfortunately, I'd have to really stretch myself to get to that place vocally. So I just kind of do what's natural and easy, I mean, to be honest.
It's beautiful.
It's,
yeah. I read that you are also a booking agent.
Yeah.
And that started out as kind of a DIY sort of thing, and it has evolved into something you're doing a lot of.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I started off by kind of like booking a small DIY venue when I was living in Vermont that I ran, and kind of got into booking shows that way and just throwing parties. And then when I moved to Oregon, I wanted to tour, so I kind of tried to figure out how to book a tour. And then I had a friend who, Willie T. Taylor, is a good friend of mine, and he's a touring musician, and he said, look, if you book a tour, you can open. And that kind of opened my eyes, because I realized it was much easier to book a tour when someone has fans, you know? So for the first some years, I just kept working on booking tours, and then, yeah, I started a small agency that kind of grew into, you know, about almost 50 bands with a few bookers.
Cool.
Yeah, and then I moved to Nashville. I was doing that and ended up getting contacted by this major agency that I'd worked with, like, and just kind of looked up to, and they offered me a job. So
that's,
I was like,
great.
It was pretty cool.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love another song if you could do that.
I'll try one from the new album.
Great.
Play all these old songs. This song is called Something Light. Something light to lift the mood. Something soft, we'll get there soon. Something light, cautious blow. There's nothing wrong with an easy go. As I've been struggling to pick up the phone and tell you how I feel, the words don't come out right. And all I ever wanted was no pain in my heart and an appropriate fear of the night. Something funny, something dumb, something short, some old rerun, a classic tale that don't trigger a thing. I need something light, that's all I need. Something light to lift the mood. Something soft, we'll get there soon. Something light, a dainty bow. There's nothing wrong, nothing wrong, letting love lie down. We've been struggling to talk it out, tell you how I feel. Words don't come out right. All I ever wanted were no lies on my tongue and an inappropriate fear of the night. Something funny, something dumb, something short, some old rerun, a classic tale that don't trigger a thing. I need something light, that's all I need.
You've been listening to Tommy Alexander here on WFHB. Where can our listeners find your music and connect with you online?
The easiest place is just TommyAlexander.com, and then you can choose however you want to listen from there.
That's great. Do you think you have one more?
Sure.
Shorter?
Yeah.
Shorter one?
I think so. Let me think. What's a good short one? Yeah, this song's called Blues. Instead of living a lie, I was just dying inside. I've been burdened by a promising to realize. If life is your only right, you best get on it. Tell the truth that comes out in the simplest way. Tossing and you're turning, twisting night into day. Each moment become undone like a simple warning. And when the weight of the world seems too much to bear, and you're engaging in style and physical care, if love is a road, cages are the destination. As honey hits the blue, it gets you down in the end. You gotta hold your head up high and start over again. Sometimes it seems lately I've been struggling not to drown. It's the blues bringing me down. Reasons to get up, reasons to leave, dying to run forever, you would never see me. There's a time for crying, there's a time for being lonely. They can put you in a box, keep you under wraps, get you in your head, that's where I was at. Classified to the tune of the one and only. Now it's the blue that burns your bridges in the end. We got nothing but time, no desire to lend a hand. It was hard for me to realize the truth that I found. It's the blues bringing me down. Yeah, it's the blues that gets you down in the end. You gotta hold your head up high and start it over again. Sometimes it seems lately I've been struggling not to drown. It's the blues bringing me down.
I love that one. Tommy, thanks again for joining us.
Such a pleasure.
I hope you have a great show tonight, and best of luck in your new parenting adventures.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tommy Alexander plays a sold-out show tonight at the Blockhouse as part of the Cosmic Songwriters Festival. The show starts at 7 p.m. This is your host and Firehouse Session Coordinating Producer, Abby Neruzzi, and I'd like to give many thanks to our music director, Christine Brackenhoff, General Manager, Jar Turner, Engineer, Alyssa Gray, and to you for tuning in to WFHB. And thank you, DJ Bracky, taking it back over to you in the air room.